We're going to hit that.
Yeah, maybe. Only the best.
Yeah.
1-2-0, the runner is going to try to lean and then get back on a throw by Zadrizal.
Now the sun's starting to come out really big.
Yes, it is. I might not need this jacket anymore. Overcast and cool here through most of the day so far in Blair. There's the pitch, just a bit low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zadrizal back to the hill, and now leading by a couple of bases again is Sander. There's the pitch, ripped in the air, right there, in there for a base hit. Picked up by the right fielder. The runner stops at second, go to first. Did they get him, Hank?
No, they said they were safe.
It was close.
Oh, it was very close.
Wow. Dreschmeyer throwing to Bennett. Smith nearly took a base hit away from Austin Wayne.
Dreschmeyer has a good arm out there, and that's why they have him out there.
That was a throw. I didn't expect it to be that close. Wyatt Anderson will be the batter now. Boscobel, something brewing here. Something cooking with nobody out in the top of the third inning. Runners lead at first and second. And here's the pitch inside. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Runners hoping that they've got something to do here. Coach Marks is hoping to throw out his rotator cuff, waving him around at third base. The pitch is down low for a ball. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Runners tag up. Sander at second. Wayne at first, getting a good-sized lead, each of them. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Pickoff move to second. Good play, and they didn't get him. Oh, nice play. But they didn't get him. They had it all planned there.
Well, I tell you what, their defense is pretty good.
Sander got in there somehow.
Yes, he did. Got in there with his left hand coming back to the bag.
2 balls and 0 strikes. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Top of the order, Cameron Luce due next year for the Bulldogs in the top of the third. Tying run at the plate. Here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike. 2-2. And certainly here the Boscobel fans were right amongst them. 2-2. Zadrizal with a pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw back to first. Now it's down the line. And the runners are going to advance. They're going to wave the runner at third. He's coming around. Sander, about halfway, is caught. Now trying to score the tag. They didn't get him. And he scores. Close play at the plate. Back to second. Not in time. And the Bulldogs are on the board. It is 3-1. The runners for the Cardinals. They call the batter out on strikes. Very close at first base.
Barry Cool's going to have a word with the umpire.
I thought it was a very close play at home plate. We had a really good vantage point of it.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Runner at second base. We don't have the Fox Cam instant replay. But
no.
Drew Sander, he kind of got, the brakes went on, you know, and then they said go, and then he was kind of caught in between, and then he kept coming on home.
Well, the shortstop was late going at home, number one.
Yeah.
So,
but the Bulldogs are on the board. They've got a runner at second still going on with one away and the top of the order. The pitch, strike one. Nothing and one to Cameron Luce, who flew out to center field last time. Dying run still at the plate. 3-1 ball game. Here's the pitch. That one is called outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Zadrizal trying to work out of his first jam of the day. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly to center field. Going to back the center fielder up and should be playable. Olsen makes the grab. Runner is tagging. Here
what
comes
throw.
The throw. All the way to third. Not in time. Austin Wayne takes the base. Again, a good throw by Olsen from deep center field. And the batter, Friar Wayne. Runner at third. So right now, batter coming in. Friar Wayne stepping in. Now they're going to call timeout. And I think, is there a balk called, Henry?
Yes, they were.
They called a balk, and another run will score for Boscobel. Austin Wayne will score. Now,
wait
a minute.
They're calling him back.
Okay. This umpiring crew has had to make some decisions here early on.
That's not a good sign. It really is not. You probably have three guys that's never worked together. That's one thing I hate about that.
Oh, he's going to score. They're going to let him score. Coach Terry Cool getting an explanation from the dugout. So that is a balk, but that's the second one we've seen in the game here today.
Right.
One on each side, right?
Yes. Yep.
So the batter is back in. Nobody on. The pitch is down low for a ball. Back it goes to the pitcher, Zadrazil. Again, nobody on. Two in for the Bulldogs. Brand new ball game here today. Zadrazil back and ready. Here's the pitch. Down low. Two balls and no strikes. Bulldogs scoring a run on one hit. Two runs on one hit, I should say. One walk. Here's the pitch. That one ripped in the air. Right field. The right fielder is over, circling along the line, and he has got it for out number three. Briar Wayne gave it a pretty good ride opposite.
Yes, he did.
Nothing to show. Two runs and a hit. And it is a 3-2 ball game as we go to the bottom of the third here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's always a good time at Moe's Bootleggers, home of the world's worst umpire and the best place to eat, drink, and unwind in Highland. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. till close, they're serving up cold drinks, daily specials, and a full menu that hits the spot. Don't miss roasted chicken on Thursdays and euchre every Tuesday at 6:30. Call 929-4814 for pickup or carryout, or swing by 545 Main Street. Check out Moe's Bootleggers on Facebook for the latest specials.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Will lead it off for the Highland Cardinals. Bottom of three, brand new ball game. Everybody on the edge of their seats here.
We know his mom and dad, don't we?
Bennett, I think so.
Wow.
Singled earlier in the game, one of the Highland seniors. Haisley from the windup. The pitch ripped well straight away left field. The left fielder is going to have it, though, as he circles back toward the warning track and hauls it in. One away. Jack Carroll will be the batter. Jack with a single earlier. We saw Josh Terrell beforehand.
Yeah.
We offered to have him sit in with us, but we didn't have the bleep button.
I offered to take your sweatshirt away from him.
We're just full of offers.
Yeah.
Here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Fun to have Josh visit the morning show studios this year a few times. Lost some students last time. Bennett was one of them.
Yeah.
Terrell with the rip toward right field. Well hit. It's back there. It is off the fence and over the fence for a ground rule double. So Highland gets a two-bagger by Jack Carroll. He struck that one well.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Time is called. He'll get off his gloves and now get his sliding glove on. And ready to go now is Coyer Zadrazil at the plate. One away. Cardinals back at it. With a runner in the bottom of the third inning. 3-2, they lead.
They just never stop, do they?
No, they put that on the ball, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Fans continuing to file in here. Here's the pitch, bounce foul off of the bat, right off the tip of the bat.
Yeah.
Nothing in one. State softball tournament getting underway tomorrow. In fact, in Madison, we'll be there Thursday with Ithaca and Belmont on Thursday morning. Runner leads at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two for Coyer Zadrazil. That double by Terrell. Fourth hit for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
and I were talking earlier about an error.
Here's one chopped to third off of the third baseman's leg, picked up by the shortstop. Long throw to first, and they won't get him, and that gets by. And now Hylum is going to move on to second and third. Well, I guess the runner's going to stay at first. Didn't roll over away far enough. Time is called. Boscobel with its fifth error. And coming out as a courtesy runner. Let's see, number 24. That is Travis Oyce. So Travis out at the first base. Terrell at third. And here is Newberry. What a way. Haseley with the pitch. Ripped in the air. Well hit. Left fielder is back. And it's over his head. And the Cardinals will score Terrell from third. And Oyce goes to third. And now at second with a double is Landis Newberry. That was well thrown.
That was a good hit ball.
So an RBI, and the Cardinals back to business here, leading 4-2. Runners at second and third, again, only one away for Caden Washaw. Only one away, and easily back to work. The pitch hit well, could score another one, although it's fairly shallow left field. Coming on is Miller. He's tagging. Here comes the runner. Throw home, and it is not in time. Scoring safely is Zadrazil's runner, Oyce, and then Landis Newberry goes to third. Back fly by Caden Washaw makes it 5-2. That'll bring up Cooper Olson at the top of the order. Cardinals just making contact. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Runner back to third.
We're back at the top of the lineup.
Yep, here's the pitch, bounce. Oh, that one took off like a ping pong ball. Bounced way over the third base foul line. Fence. And over the fan. Two strikes. Haseley back and ready. And here's the pitch. Bounced sharply to short. Glove there by Briar Wayne. The throw got him. And that'll do it for the Cardinals. But they come back and do more damage to the Bulldogs.
They did.
Hit a couple of runs on a couple of hits. There was an error, and there was one left on. We go to inning number 4 here in sectional semifinal baseball. Cardinals 5, Bulldogs 2 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip, and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
WRCO. Welcome back to our action here at Blair Taylor. I want to thank Randy Storley, longtime athletic director here at Blair Taylor, who always shows us great hospitality. Longtime boys basketball coach. In fact, we had a chance to call his games. He would have coached against the Ithaca Bulldogs in a sectional basketball final in the late 1990s. Double overtime thriller in lacrosse.
You guys both remembered that.
We were recounting that game. Tyler Miller standing in, ready to go against Zadrazil in the fourth. Here comes the pitch. That one is down low. One ball and no strikes. Wiyaki and Brown do for the Bulldogs. And they're mostly red with white lettering. Uniforms, here's the pitch. That one is upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Randy's been here 43 years.
43 years is what he's been.
Wow.
Yep.
So. Zadrazil back to the belt. And here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. His team defeated Ithaca in that double overtime. They went to state.
He definitely remembered that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you would. Here's the pitch down low for ball three. 3-1. Miller hit a single last time. Left-handed hitter, speedy on the bases, trying to make it. Here goes the 3-1 offering. It's ripped foul way out of here, left field side. Full count now. Also here today, Gene Delisio, longtime broadcaster out of Marshfield. Haven't seen him for a while. Been at it a year or two longer than me. We're still rookies. Full count offering. There's the pitch bounced toward second base. Picked up by the second baseman and a throw to first, and they got him. Terrell over to Smith, and there is one away. Jaron Wiaki will be the batter. Strikeout victim back in the second inning. 5-2, Highland in the lead. Bulldogs trying to get a little spark going here, Hank.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they got to do it. They have to do it at the plate here.
Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, nothing and one. Look up at the board, and five errors on the Bulldogs.
It really pokes out there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Nothing in one. Zad Rizil with a pitch, ripped right down the line, and in there for a base hit.
Nice play by Bennett Smith, though, to try to get that.
Reached out,
yes,
couldn't get
did.
It. And it's the base hit for Wiaki. And with Bennett outstretched toward second base, that meant that Kreisinger had no one to throw it to.
Right.
He picked it up in right field. He's been throwing at first base all day here.
He's pretty good out there, isn't he?
Right field used to be a Phil Neat position, but it's not anymore. You know, it really improved. Technically, you should have your best arm in right field, right?
Yeah, 100. Yep.
Here's the pitch. That one is going to be called a strike. Nothing in one. Wiaki at first base. I was usually practicing my trumpet out in right field.
Beyond the
fence. Here goes the next pitch. That one is down low. Good block by Washa. One ball and one strike. You know, that ball almost like it picks up steam.
It does.
When it hits the ground like that. Catcher's got to be aware. 1-1, and now a throw to first, and the runner is back in time. They'll take it back to Coyer. Championship game will start around 3 o'clock today. Winner of this one will face Pittsville. Here's the pitch, ripped toward the middle, and snag. Nice grab there by the second baseman. Terrell comes up throwing, and we'll get the runner at first base. Nice play.
Oh, it was an awesome play. And a lot of people think that because he dropped the ball after the catch, but he was already coming up with the ball. So it's going to be called an exchange. So.
Yep. He was looking to throw that ball, but plenty of time to make the catch.
Oh, yeah.
Aisley grounded out back in the second inning. Landon stands in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw back to first, and the runner is back in time. Nothing and one to the batter. One on, two away for the Bulldogs in the top of the fourth inning. Boscobel trailing by 3 runs. Zad Rizil ready, and here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in two now to the hitter. Aisley adjusts the helmet. Stands back in. Runner leads slightly at first base. And here comes the pitch. Reached out and fouled first base side, and that one is out of play. Drew Sander on deck for the Bulldogs. In the fourth inning, here comes a baseball out of nowhere. Some fan must have thrown that back in. Either that or
he's going to switch it.
A gopher spit it out. What do gophers do on a turf field? They can't.
I don't know. I wish I had turf field with my moles, I tell you what.
You've had a lot of trouble with those moles.
Yeah.
Nothing in two. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Probably should see if there's a screening for mole somewhere in basketball.
Been me and them for about 2 years now.
Those wascally things. Wiaki leading at first. The pitch, that one is down low for a ball. The count is even at 2-2. Bulldogs with two outs trying to bring something around. Here comes the stretch and the pitch. Bouncing ball left field. That's a base hit. Wiaki will stop at second base. Paisley at first. Two aboard with two away for Drew Sander, who walked and scored back in the third inning. Number seven making his way in. Coach James Marks at third will make a move. I think we're going to have a
courtesy. We're going to have a courtesy runner.
Yep.
Number three.
And let's see. That would be Jeremiah Degenhart at first. Jeremiah takes his place at first base. Runners at first and second. Two away for Drew Sander. Now time is called. Top of the fourth. Winner of this game will have to turn right around and play again.
Yes, and they usually do it pretty quick. So
it fills that little time to get a sandwich and sit in the shade and rest. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. They will flip to see who home team is in the final,
yep.
But they did not for this one.
They go by higher seed.
Higher seed.
Yep.
And that was Highland. So Highland, the home team. Thad Rizil with a pitch. That one is called a strike. 1-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Bulldogs with, again, the tying run at the plate. There are two outs. One ball, one strike pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Got him fooled on that one. Looks like the bottom just dropped out of it.
It seemed like it, yeah. So he chokes up on the bat. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it for the Bulldogs in the fourth. Strikeout number two for Dad Rizil in the last couple of innings. He's got four total for the game. No runs, a couple of hits for the Bulldogs. No errors, and they strand two. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is a 5-2 lead for the Cardinals over the Bulldogs in semifinal sectional baseball here on WRCO Sports.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Boscobel now going through a pitching change. Tyler Miller will come on to pitch.
I have the changes here. Paisley is going to third base.
Okay.
And then Sander is now at second base, Phil. And Anderson, number 12, is now at first base. And Brown, number 16, now is in left field.
All right. Thank you, Hank.
Always off the changes.
Yep. Boscobel going with the lefty. I was recalling 1999 when the Bulldogs went to state had quite a run that year. Had really some good pitching with Boldrum and Von Hayden.
Yeah.
They had a righty and a lefty.
They were pretty good.
That goes back a few years. Amazing I can still remember that.
Yeah.
Can't remember where I leave my car keys, but I remember that. John Dreschmeyer standing in. Miller now the pitcher, and he will deal. That one called a strike. For the left-hander, nothing in one. Dreschmeyer has reached twice via an error. Nothing in one. Miller from the windup. There's the pitch. That one is inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. I believe Boscobel's trip to state in 99 was the first year that it was at Fox City Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Here's a pitch. This one fouled out of play. One ball and two strikes. Story about that one. I was broadcasting. The Bulldogs were in the championship game, and June was there with James in a stroller, a bassinet. He was only a year old.
Oh, really?
And
I'm calling it. I said, yeah, that one's fouled off into the stands, and I see the ball going right toward the stroller.
Oh.
Here's the pitch inside for a ball, and motherly instinct, she pushes it out of the way and gets hit right in the kneecap.
Oh.
And so she's walking around with a black and blue leg the rest of the day. Here's a chopper toward the mound, picked up by Miller. Nice range. Stearns and fires. Didn't get it.
That actually coming out of the box. It's like a foul ball. But they didn't.
Well, the runner will reach. That was a good effort by Miller just to make it close over there. So Dreschmeyer on at first.
And they're going to charge that with an error.
They will. Call that on the throw, which is error number 6 on the Bulldogs. So here is Davis DeRota. Davis has reached on an error and scored. He is also lined out. He was the one that hit that sharply back to Hazley. The double play was made by the Bulldog defense. Here's the pitch inside, and he got out of the way, or did he? Nope, they're going to say it hit him. Leaned in and out.
I'm not going to say that.
No, the umpire, I thought he said that it hit him. Of course, DeRoe was already headed to first base. Well, it was close.
Yeah, it was.
One ball and no strikes. Runner leading at second base. Here comes the pitch. That one taken for a strike. One ball and one strike to the hitter. 5-2. In favor of the Cardinals. Here's the pitch. That went outside. And it's going to get by. The runner's going to go late. Throw to third. Not in time. And down the line. And the runner's going to try to come home. Throw from the outfield. Sliding in. Scoring is Dreschmeyer. All the way around to score run number 6. Without a hit. Throw down to third base. Down the line. And that'll make it 6-2. The batter back in, that is DeRota. Tyler Miller back to work.
I'd charge that as an error.
There have been two times here in this game where I would say it was a throwing error. It wasn't on there. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. 3-1. The throw by Highland at first base way, down the line. And I would have said that was an error, too, but it wasn't scored that way. So we're not official scorers. Here's a high fly down the right field line. That one is drifting and foul. Two strikes now in Davis DeRota. Nonetheless, the Bulldogs would like to go back and start over. They've struggled a little bit all day on defense.
It's uncharacteristic of them, but, I ain't taking nothing away from Highland. Highland's a good ball club.
Nope.
They're hot.
They're putting it in play. And they're also aggressive on the base pass.
Yes, they are.
Force them to make them play. Here's the pitch. That's strike 3 called, and there is one away. Nice pitch by Tyler Miller. There is one away, and the batter will be Wes Kreisinger. He is looking for his first hit today. Steps out, and now we'll step in. Miller from the windup. Here comes the pitch. This one lifted toward right field, drifting foul and out of play. Nothing and one. We had some of the Highland students in the morning show studios this year and talking about their senior projects. I was just impressed by all of the things that these guys are doing.
Oh, it's crazy.
Nothing in one. The pitch is outside. Kate Carroll is a published author.
I know.
Her senior project was a book.
Yep. And it's still getting hot. People are buying that like crazy and good for her.
Children's book. The pitch is down low and outside. 2-1. I wouldn't have been able to do that as a senior. I can tell you that.
Well, maybe you can't now since you're the other senior.
Yeah, I know. Senior citizen book.
Hey, but here's the thing.
For my senior citizen
project. You'd probably write a good book right now.
Well, I probably would.
You could.
Here's the pitch. That one swung on and missed, right, too. Back in the day, it would have been more off color than now.
Yeah.
So.
Now, it'd just be black and white.
Yeah, it would be PG-13, maybe.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, right field, down the line, and drifting foul again. Highland fouling a lot off to right field.
They're very aggressive at the plate, though.
They are.
They just go right after if it's close, they're swinging.
They got 6 runs on 5 hits today. For the Bulldogs, 2 runs and four hits. The pitch is called strike three.
Nice curveball.
You know, Tyler Miller's, that's really a deceptive pitch, but the batter is really fooled the last couple of times.
Because it looks like it just swings right back in and hits the bottom half of that plate.
Here's Bennett Smith. Smith with a single back in the first inning. One for two. Flew out to left field in the third. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing at once.
Same pitch.
Tyler's feeling more comfortable out there. Yeah. And again, the bottom just kind of fell out of that one. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Bounced back toward the pitcher. Jumping up to get it is Miller. And he'll run and tag Bennett Smith on the way by. And that'll do it for the Bulldogs. They get back to the dugout for the Cardinals. They score another run. And they do it without the aid of a base hit. There was another error in there. And none left on. So we go to the fifth. And it is a 6-2 lead for the Cardinals over the Bulldogs on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to buying or selling a home, the team at Century 21 Affiliated in Boscobel brings experience, dedication, and local knowledge you can trust. Agents Bobby Joe, Hans, Allison, and Richard are ready to help every step of the way, from first showings to final signatures. Call 608-375-375 2999 to connect with the team that knows the Boscobel area inside and out. Century 21 Affiliated. Smart, bold, sold. And a big good luck to the Boscobel and Highland baseball teams. We're cheering you on.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Austin Wayne leads off the top of the fifth for the Bulldogs. He'll be followed by Wyatt Anderson and Cameron Luce. That's the scheduled lineup. Cardinals in the field and leading 6-2 here in the top of the fifth. Coyer Zadrazil on for his fifth inning of work. And here's the pitch. That one is outside. Do you have a source for pitch counts?
I do. This young man is at 65, unofficial.
Okay.
So
one ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. So this is where a lot of strategy comes in for the managers because, it's 100 pitches in the day. So you can maybe save somebody or, bring him back in a relief effort maybe for 10 pitches or whatever you need.
You know, and Boscobel's already pulled Hazley, thinking the same thing. I mean, Boscobel never thinks that they're out of it.
All right. Well, no.
And you shouldn't.
No, the way the season has gone for both teams, I would say you would never think that. 2-1 offering is a little bit outside at 3-1. Baseball is a fun game because of that. And sometimes, underdogs can win, lower seeds can win. And these two teams kind of with a chip on their shoulder this year through the tournament. Here's one lift to the left. Well hit. The left fielder is over and has got it. Boy, when that left the bat of Austin Wayne, I thought it was going to go a little bit further.
I did too.
One away, and the batter will be Wyatt Anderson. But you and I called the Boscobel run and the Highland run, just saying that, they're both tough teams coming in here. And
it was really hard to pick a winner, didn't
it? All the way through.
Yeah.
Zadrazil with the pitch. That one is called outside for a ball. I was a tough draw for the Ithaca Bulldogs.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
and they're all tough when you play one and done, Here's one bounce foul outside.
Everything matters at that point.
Yep. I mean, as I've always said, if you played a best of three, there would be different outcomes.
Yeah,
100%. Like the majors do.
I wish they would play the best of three or at least have a...
Maybe at this level.
Yep.
One ball and one strike. The pitch is called a strike. Two now on the batter. By the way, how is Arkansas doing in college baseball?
They're going to the College World Series.
Wow.
So go Hogs. I was told no one cares about the Hogs the other yesterday.
Oh, yeah. One ball, two strikes, bounce foul outside of third. So back it goes to Zadrazil and Anderson trying to make base here for the Bulldogs. starting to get late for Boscobel. Trying to get something going. They've had base runners. The pitch lifted to the air, and that's going to be in there for a base hit. So they got a base runner here in the fifth inning. Wyatt Anderson with Boscobel's fifth hit of the day. Back to the top of the order, and Cameron Luce. Cameron has flown out twice to center field.
Very uncharacteristic of Cameron. So comes from a good, strong line of baseball family, and we'll see what he can do here, runner in position.
One on with one away. Zadrazil set. And the pitch to Luce. That one is taken for a stride. Nothing in one. Now, the Cardinals' last sectional appearance was, it would have been in Cazenovia.
2016.
And that was quite a year, the sectional. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. One and one. We had three area teams there. We had Cardinals, yep. We had Ithaca, and we had Hillsborough.
Okay.
And the Bulldogs had to...
Who was the fourth?
Beat Highland, and that team was from up here, this area. I want to say Fort Edwards or somebody like that. It's, that one escapes me. The pitch is down low for a ball, two and one. But, of course, the Bulldogs had to have a walk-off home run to beat Hillsborough.
Yep.
And, I mean, all of those teams that were there, those three especially, any one
pretty
of them
good.
Would have represented the state really well. 2-1, throw to first, and the runner is back in time.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the toughest sectional in the state, if I remember.
I'm sure, for that size school. Bulldogs went on to win state. That was 2016. Here's the pitch, swing, and a piece of it fouled off. The runner will have to get back to the first base bag. Wyatt Anderson went down to second base just in case. And he'll get back there.
Two balls and two strikes here, Phil. One out, base runner at first base.
Going to try to get it done here. The Bulldogs trying to get a little spark, get this crowd going again. Badrazil to the belt. Here's the pitch. That one is just a bit low. Full count now.
That's been tough for me to let go.
They're all tough for me to let go.
Yeah. Man, I'm swinging. If I can hit it with the bat, I'm good.
Yep. 3-2 now. Badrazil. Step with the runner at first. Payoff is foul back.
Nice at bat for Cameron, though. He's really, really getting deep in the pitch count.
Yep.
Fouling him off when he needs to. So
fouling it straight back. He's close. And he has flown out twice to center field. Trying to put one in play here for the Bulldogs. Runner leaning, now going. Late. The pitch is a ball. Throw to second base. Won't matter. That's ball four. So Anderson goes to second. Luce takes a walk. And the Bulldogs have something going.
Yeah, they got their top of the order. Top of the order coming up.
Second walk given up by Zadrazil.
They're number two and deep in the order right now. So they've got right where they need to be.
Briar Wayne has grounded out and flown out. Zadrazil checks the runner. Coyer kicks and fires. That one fouled first base side and out of play. Strike one on the batter. If you're just joining us, 6-2 Highland leads. We're in the top of the fifth inning.
Zadrazil is now at 82, unofficially.
Okay. Yeah, they're pushing it a little bit more this
inning. Yes, they are.
Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. That one taken down low.
He's got 19 pitches this inning. So.
Yeah, that's high for him.
Yeah, yes,
this game. 1-1. Back to the belt, and here comes the pitch. That one is taken for a strike. One ball and two strikes. Runners back to first. Moving. Getting their leads now. Anderson at second. Luce at first. And a pickoff move to second base. Close, and they got him.
They did get him.
That was a nice move by Zadrazil to Dreschmeyer, the shortstop. And they pick him off at second base for out number two. Well, we've talked all year long about how good a defensive team this Cardinal team is, and they've proven it.
They've yes, they have. Right.
Pitch to Briar Wayne is going to be taken for strike three, and that'll do it for the Bulldogs. Strikeout number five for Zadrazil against two walks in the inning, no runs, and a hit. There were no errors and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is a lead of 6-2 for the Highland Cardinals over the Boscobel Bulldogs on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill. Fridays feature a mouth-watering fish fry with a fresh salad bar. And Saturdays, it's prime rib perfection from 11 to 9. From 100% homemade pizzas and daily barbecue specials, TKO keeps it exciting. Planning a party? They've got catering and a banquet hall. Reservations welcome. Open Fridays and Saturdays at 11. Thursdays at 3, and close Tuesdays. With meats from the hometown locker and hand-cut fries, every meal's a knockout at TKO Barbecue.
Leading off in the bottom of the fifth for the Cardinals will be Jack Carroll, followed by Coyer Zadrazil and Landis Newberry. Ball goes around the horn for the Bulldogs. 6-2, Island leading here in this game. Bill Lee along with Henry Bray. Amazingly, they're frying onions up here. And Henry has stayed with me on the broadcast. He hasn't left yet. Nice curveball strike by Miller. Nothing in one to Terrell. You smell him, though.
I'm not going to say anything else.
From the windup, there's the pitch. Ripped high in the air, deep to center. That one well struck by Terrell back. And that one is off the fence and now picked up by the center fielder. Terrell wheezing his way into second base. Now staying there as the throw comes on. Well, when it left the bat, I thought maybe it was going.
I thought it had a shot.
Yep. So all Jack Terrell has done today is a single and now two doubles.
Yeah, he's a pretty impressive kid.
Boy, good contact. The batter will be Coyer Zadrazil trying to help his own cause. The Cardinals have had something going every inning here. They've scored two in the first, one in the second, two in the third, and one in the fourth. And now the leadoff hitter on in the fifth inning. Miller with a pitch. That one is outside for a ball. Thanks to our old buddy, the trivia guru of Casanova, Jeff Even. Independence Gilmanton was the other team in Cas that day in 2016.
They're all four good in that one.
Yep. Throw to second with the runner back in time. So Highland and Ithaca played in the first round, and then Hillsboro, and they played Independence Gilmanton. But, yeah, all four were quality teams.
I'm going to say whoever won that sectional.
Yeah?
Probably was going to win state, and which they did.
Here's the pitch. That one fouled back.
But just look at what Ithaca's done. I mean, they were decent. They were really good. So.
And it took a walk-off heroic there by Joey Clary to get the job done that day. There's one bounce foul outside of third. Dramatic way to make it to state.
Yes. You know, and you look at, I want to talk about this field. You look at this, and the backstop's not very big like it should be. You know what I mean? It's just usually the backstop to the plate, usually about 20 feet.
Oh, I was going to say behind the catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's not a great distance. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, ripped high in the air to center. Going back is loose. He's got it in deep center.
He dropped it.
Now he couldn't quite hang on in time, and now the runner's coming all the way around. The umpire's actually in the way, and the runner runs back into third base. And then the runner goes to second base on an overthrow at third. So, again, Bulldogs struggling a bit on defense here today, all the way around. Two on with nobody out in the fifth inning for Landis Newberry. So the umpire, you know, if he does run into the umpire, he probably came in to score, to be honest.
Right, right. Number 24 comes into pinch run for the Cardinals. Is it Alosi?
Yeah, Alos Travis. His second time running today. Runners at 2-3 for Landis Newberry. 6-2. Cardinals, the pitch down low and back to the screen. One ball and no strikes.
Is this Landis, you said?
Yes.
I have him going for 1-for-2 for today.
All right. Yeah.
Is that what you got?
Double RBI last time.
Yep.
Yeah, my paper doesn't lie. Here's the pitch ripped in the air.
Left another
center.
RBI.
That's going to drop in there, and scoring will be Terrell. They've got the runner, Ois. Waved, throw home, not in time. Now back to second base, and the runner is there. And the Cardinals take a lead of 8-2. They're just banging the ball around.
Yes, they are.
Good job hitting, just making contact. Number 8 hitter, how about Newberry? Now he's got second hit. And his, second and third RBI, too. So the batter will be Caden Washaw. Washaw has a single in RBI. He lifts one toward left, and the shortstop back. Face the grab, Ryer Wayne. Nice play, and this one away. That one had potential to get in there for a hit as well. Makes the score 8-2 with those two runs across. Runner stays at second, one away. Top of the order, Cooper Olson will bat for the Cardinals. Looking for his first hit. He reached on an error in the second inning. There's the pitch. Popped up. Shortstop side. Briar Wayne is back, and he's got it for out number 2. And so it's up to John Dreschmeyer here in the bottom of the 5th inning.
He could do it. John's a good stick.
Yes, he is. Runner at 2. Dreschmeyer has scored twice. You know what? He's been on 3 times via an error today.
Yes, he has.
Boscobel with 7 errors.
And do you have him for 0-for-3? Or?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
Via the errors.
Via errors.
Yep.
2 runs scored, though. Runner leads at second base. Miller with a spin move looks the runner back at second base.
And if they jump the second, you know, off the pitcher's line, if they jump, they have to throw it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so.
Here's the pitch. That one fouled off for a strike. Nothing in 1. 2 the batter. Our game getting into about an hour and a half or so now. And we're in the 5th inning. Here's the pitch. That one bounced foul. Strike 2.
Error on the umpire down there.
Yeah, he tried to stop it.
I get hit enough. I ain't going to try to stop the ball.
No, I don't blame you. You should get insurance on that. Insure your face, right?
They're never going to insure this thing.
Nothing in 2. Here's the pitch. Check swing ball. Runner going to third. They got it. Beautiful throw by Jaron Liaki. And it's made by Haisley on the tag at third base. And that will do it for the Cardinals. They have scored in every inning, though. And they get a couple more across here. And they lead it after 5. 8-2, Highland leads Boscobel in WIAA baseball from WRCO Sports.
June is Dairy Month, so the folks at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui are offering some special deals for you, the dairy farmer. Save 6% on the full line of Miraco energy-free or energy-efficient waterers. Plus, get $65 to $125 in rebates on each qualifying Miraco waterer purchased. Choose from a variety of Mirafonts for cool, clean water, big spring models for large capacity use, or the little spring for versatility. June's also a great time to save on housing for your young stock. Take $100 off all portable hutches in stock bought during June Dairy Month. Save today at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, your farm improvement headquarters since 1954.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Leading off in the 6th, Tyler Miller tries a little bit of a drag bunt there and misses. It's a strike. He'll be followed by Jaron Wiaki and Kipton Brown. Here's the pitch by Zad Rizil, and it's a ball. What's the pitch count on Coyer?
He's at 87 right now, unofficial, so.
Okay. They're hoping to get him out of this inning anyway, right?
Yes.
One ball and one strike, 8-2, Highland lead. The pitch down low for a ball. Count goes to 2-1.
If Boscobo would be patient at the plate right now, he's kind of struggling trying to find that strike zone. So
they just need base runners at this point. Dad Brazil with a pitch. That one is down low, a little bit low. And the count goes to 3-1. Nice sunny day here.
It is. It turned out to be beautiful.
Now, we arrived. It was overcast and almost raining. Here's the pitch. Ball four. They walked in. Wait a minute. They call it a strike?
He did. And what happened was he ducked.
Oh, okay.
So if you duck that strike.
I looked down. I was expecting
right.
to be walking to
yep.
first. So here we go. 3-2. The pitch is down low. Now he walks. All right. Didn't ruin my program any. And already started to write base on balls, you know. The batter will be Jaron Wiaki, a strikeout victim back in the second, and he singled in the fourth inning. Makes his
just
way in.
One time at a, one base hit at a time.
Can't yep.
get it all back in one shot, so.
And if you're the Cardinals, try to get it one out at a time. You know, you're looking at it, you're six out the way, right?
Right. The Cardinals have scored in every inning. So.
They have. I mean, that's
2-1, 2-1, 2. I mean,
try to just put the ball in play again. Runner leads at first. The pitch, swinging and a miss. You know, and that's easier said than done, but
yeah.
you can make contact and make them make plays, and that's what they've done today.
Yeah, 100%. Just make them make plays. And the cause of it is 7 errors.
Yep. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. That one popped foul. Strike 2. Nothing in 2. Ball bounding into the...
Love to know how that even found its way back over here.
It kind of ricocheted off that roof of the dugout up there, or the press box, which we're not allowed in.
No, we didn't make the criteria, did
no,
we?
No, no. Nothing in 2. The pitch is strike 3 called, and there is one away. 6 strikeouts for Zadrazil, and the batter will be Kipton Brown. Brown today has struck out and lined out. Hit the ball pretty well in the second inning, but right at Jack Terrell, right in that vicinity, he made a nice play. Runner leads at first, throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Cardinals leading by 6 in this one. They've out-hit the Bulldogs 7-5. Ready to go again? And here is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in 1 to the hitter. Pittsville waiting and watching and scouting this
one.
I
think you've already eaten all my hamburgers.
Yeah, you're probably out of luck. Nothing in 1. The pitch ripped in the air towards center field.
That's going to be a hit.
And it's going to drop in there. Bounces high in front of the center fielder. Cooper Olson brings it back in. Stopping at second is Tyler Miller. So 2 aboard with 1 away. And the batter will be Landon Haisley.
Now he's at 96, so
here
he's probably going to be done.
Terry Cool coming out
yep.
of the dugout. And I would guess that'll be the case.
John Dreschmeyer is probably taking over here.
You bring John in here?
I think, you got to play it for the game. You got to win the game.
So Coyer gives him a good run today. Adrazil leaving. 6 and a third innings pitched here today. Strikes out a total of 6 and gives up a total of 6 hits.
I think Jack Terrell plays shortstop, and I think Dadrazil is going to go to second.
All right. Dreschmeyer coming on to do the honors. He is a right-handed pitcher and will start his warm-up tosses here, coming on in relief. Try and quiet the Bulldogs. And they've got 2 aboard with only 1 away. Our score, 8-2 in favor of the Highland Cardinals. They're the home team on the scoreboard today. Pitching change, Blair Taylor. Yeah. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
McCon, based in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, is proud to be the general contractor behind Culver's restaurants nationwide. We're always looking for skilled carpenters willing to travel and help us build quality from the ground up, coast to coast. And from all of us at McCann, good luck to our local baseball teams this season. We're rooting for you. McCann, build with us, travel with us, grow with us.
Henry, there's nothing like small towns and the communities and the businesses getting behind the schools, you know?
It's really, really neat. It is. It's just community pride.
And both of these communities have.
Oh, my goodness. They just come out strong.
Schools are the center of the communities. We're back to action now.
And, you know, sports brings the community together.
Yep. Really does.
And especially if you're winning, if you have success, so.
Hunter's at 1-2 now, Dreschmeyer's first pitch, and there it is. It's going to be taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Landon Haseley leading it off. He is 1-for-2 today. So he is back in. Dreschmeyer looking in for the target, checks the runner at second. And now here comes the pitch. That one lifted in the air toward second base, and the second baseman makes the grab for out number two. Dad Brazil out at second now, as Henry mentioned. Two away, runners remain at first and second for Drew Sander.
At least I got that part right, say.
Yeah, you bet. You made it here all right.
That's a couple of hardies.
Yeah, that was hard for you, I know. There's a pickoff on the second. They got a runner in a pickle, and getting toward third is the runner. Miller trying to get out of it, and now finally tagged by the shortstop for out number three, and that will do it here for the Bulldogs, who had a little bit of a promise going, but nothing to show here in the sixth. No runs and a hit. No errors, one left out.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
It's always a good time at Moe's Bootleggers, home of the world's worst umpire and the best place to eat, drink, and unwind in Highland. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. till close, they're serving up cold drinks, daily specials, and a full menu that hits the spot. Don't miss roasted chicken on Thursdays and euchre every Tuesday at 6:30. Call 929-4814 for pickup or carryout, or swing by 545 Main Street. Check out Moe's Bootleggers on Facebook for the latest specials.
John Dreschmeyer will lead it off, followed by Davis Tirota and Wes Kreisinger for the Highland Cardinals. Bottom of six, they lead it 8-2. You want to explain this world's worst umpire proclamation there?
Oh, Moe's Bootleggers, someone like Brian Mitchick from Highland.
Yeah?
Super nice guy. And he umpired all the time. But he's always self-proclaimed he's the world's worst umpire.
World's worst?
I told him, I said, it's probably the second world's worst.
Oh, okay.
He looked at me and goes, apparently you're number one, aren't you? He's a good guy. And
there
he's
you
got
go.
Great food over at Moe's Bootleggers.
Here's the pitch, reached out and touched by Dreschmeyer. Foul ball, look out, everybody. And it's over the heads of the fans and out of play. Nothing in one. Dreschmeyer was at the plate last time when a runner was picked off.
I wonder how many baseballs are on top of the school.
Oh, there could be a few. Nothing in one. The pitch inside on the change. 1-1. Dreschmeyer, Dorota, and Kreisinger in the inning. Highland hoping it's its last at bat here in the ballgame. The pitch reached out and touched to left field. Base hit. They have had a hit in every inning but one. That one rolls all the way to the fence now. And Dreschmeyer is going for two when he's there. So as mentioned, this is his fourth time on base, but his first hit. Reached base three times, three and error.
Now it's amazing. He puts the ball in play.
Dorota will be the batter. He has reached on an error. He has lined out, and he has struck out. Dreschmeyer.
So he's 0 for 3.
Yep. Dreschmeyer getting his sliding glove on. Miller ready. There is the pitch. Bouncing ball, third base side, and it's going to stay fair. Picked up by the pitcher. Throws to first, and they got him on a bang-bang play. Greshmeyer goes to third on the play at first.
That was actually a really good play by Tyler.
It was.
To even get it there.
Well, I'll tell you what, he had to throw a fastball strike.
Yes, he did.
Advances the runner. Kreisinger will be the batter. Hyland trying to keep up with his trend of scoring in every inning. He's got a runner at third with one away. Here comes the pitch. Reached out and ripped to right field deep. Right fielder is back, and he's got it over the shoulder grab. That's going to score the run from third as Dreschmeyer comes in to score. That is run number nine. Boy, Wes Kreisinger got that one out there too, didn't he? RBI stack fly, and the batter, Bennett Smith. Smith passed his dad, Gumby, with a... Gumby never had a hit. Bennett had one back in the first inning. There's the pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes.
Did Gumby even get a hit?
Yeah, well, Churchley.
Does it count, though?
I don't know.
He probably had errors to get on.
One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch down low.